Hi everybody, and welcome to tonight's Twitter Spaces. I hope you've had a good day and really looking forward to tonight.
And it's been a busy week.
And I feel a bit, what's the word, responsible, because the reason we're here tonight is because I'm a real stationery addict.
You are.
Oh my
You
God.
don't want to know what's on this desk at this moment. If we can have a planner for something, we got a planner for something.
I have got too many pens, I must admit. I feel like there must be a support group for
Pens, staplers, rulers, anything. Calendars.
I just love a felt-tip pen. I'm really smitten for a felt-tip pen. So yes, so basically tonight is all about the exciting launch of our new school leader planners for this year. And at the end of the show, we are going to be sharing a discount code
We
for
are.
our listeners tonight. So it's good to listen in because you're going to get a good discount tonight to celebrate the launch.
Yeah. So, hello and welcome to Head Teacher Chat Spaces. I'm Jonathan and I'm introducing my wife Lucy. We are husband and wife team from Norfolk.
We are.
And we are really excited today to announce the launch of the Head Teacher Chat Planners, a brand new designed to help head teachers and education leaders manage their time and stay organized.
Yeah, so in this Twitter Spaces, we'll be discussing the features and the benefits of the Head Teacher Chat planners, the story behind them, and as well as how they can be used to streamline your daily tasks and to achieve your goals.
But we're going to have to talk to Lucy, who created these planners all those years ago, and they
Yeah.
have evolved over the time. It's always a special day when
Oh,
we get them.
it's just magical.
It is.
Absolutely. I mean, unboxing those planners is the best feeling in the world. And the whole family come together. We have a big celebration, we have a big meal, and everybody looks at the planners and we all talk about it. And because the whole family help us to create them, it means a lot to all of us. So what you are looking at when you buy a planner from us is something that's been created by a small business in Norfolk with the help of local artists who are just graduating or still at university. So we like to support youngsters around us, and it's just a real buzz, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's very much so. And there is a good reason why we have the planners.
Yes, there is. Yeah. So basically, when I was a school leader, I'm sure like many school leaders, I had so many hats on. I was in every year group you could possibly think of. I was doing many different roles. I was literacy lead, phonics lead, early years lead. I was doing so many different things. And at one point, I was doing all of that and reception teacher and acting head.
Yeah, so you have to contain a lot of information, don't
I did, and my brain wasn't big enough.
you?
So,
That's not true.
so what I did is I mean, it's crazy when I think back to it now. So I had one of those little trolleys. I bet all teachers out there are going, "Oh, I know what you mean, those little trolleys." And I had a little trolley, and in my trolley, I would put a notebook for every area that I was in charge of. And me being me, because I love stationery, I had a different coloured notebook,
You did.
and I had different highlighters for different sections within the notebook, and it was all a bit like colour crazy. And that's how I lived. I would go to work, and often I'd walk, and I would walk with my trolley, and I'd get there and I'd pull this trolley round all day long until one day I thought, what am I doing? Surely that I can put all of this in one notebook. Do I need to have multiple notebooks? I know I'm responsible for a lot of areas, but I don't need to have multiple notebooks. So one day I went home and I got lots of notebooks and I stuck them together. And I created myself a planner. And that's the story behind how we've got our head teacher chat planners. Because once I did that, people were like, "Oh, that's quite nice. Oh, did you make that? Could you make one for me?" And that kind of thing. So then I started to think, this is an actual product, because you can buy a teacher planner, but you can't buy a school leader planner very easily. There aren't anything out there that really fits the role that we do, and we do so many different things. It's important to have one place to record all of those different things. So that's the story behind where the idea come from.
And it has evolved over time, hasn't it? So, do
Yes,
you
it
want to tell
has,
a little bit more about the head teacher planners now and how they work?
So basically, this year we've really refined the day weekly section. So the weekly page spread is a double page spread, and on there you have your key priorities, key tasks to do, your appointments, people to contact, and it's just a really valuable tool to use in your everyday life at school.
My management experience of that was a post-it note that I used to pull it down on and I put it
Yes,
on my desk. And then when I
well
got back to it, I never found
done.
it.
Yes,
But
I'm not
I go
surprised.
less onto that one.
And yeah, so this year we've really looked at how easy it is to write in the spaces that we've provided, and we've given everybody more space to write on, because the feedback that we've got is, oh my goodness, we love the meeting notes section, and we just would like a little bit more space on the weekly page. So we've listened to both of those. We've added far more meeting notes, and we've given a much bigger space on the weekly double page spread. So, we do listen and we do care. So, you give us feedback and we will act on it. So, but this year, I am so delighted to say we have got two local Norfolk artists, as I said in the beginning, in the introduction, who have helped us to create the covers. So we have Julia, who's helped us with the woodland theme, and we have Charlotte, who's helped us with the floral theme. And Julia has just graduated from Norwich University of the Arts, and Charlotte is actually still studying at Norwich University of the Arts. And it's so special to help support young people like that. Not only that, but we also have Megan, who is our graphic designer, who graduated last year. So I feel like we are giving something back. These planners mean a lot to education, and they're also helping, young people who have either in education or who have just left.
One of the things I like in the new planners is actually there's a whole section on how to use the planner.
Oh, thank you. That's nice to hear, because that
Yes.
is new to this year. So we've got a whole new section. I'm just going to grab one. I've got one behind me, which talks about the reasons why you'll love using your Headteacher Chat Planner. The first one obviously is you're going to be more organized. Then you're going to be more productive. You'll feel less stressed. You'll feel more inspired. And also, and I think this is really important, we don't do this enough for ourselves, I don't think. We don't celebrate our own successes. This planner has sections in for performance management and things like that, so you can keep track of all the fabulous things that you do, because you do fabulous things. And I think we forget to sort of celebrate what we achieve. We're always thinking about what other people are achieving, and actually it's really important to think about what we achieve ourselves. So the planners have opportunities for you to record those really good, that good work that you're doing, so that when it comes to a meeting with a stakeholder or a meeting with an inspector, you've got everything at your fingertips.
It's so important, isn't it? So do you want to tell us a little bit about each of the different types of planners that we got this year and
I
the
will
differences
do.
between them?
Yeah, of course. So the Head Teacher Planner comes in three different covers. We have the Contemporary, Woodland, and Floral, and that's the case for all of them. And the Head Teacher Planner has a unique leadership section in the back for meeting notes, school improvement planning, self-evaluation form, a teaching and learning tracker to help you record that important information about what you're seeing in the learning, your a performance management section, which, going back to what I just said, helping you to demonstrate your achievements. You have a CPD log, reading lists, and items to purchase. You've also got assembly planning notes, newsletter updates, notes for governors, budget notes, and notes and contacts. So there's an awful lot of content there. And what's in the Head Teacher Planner is also in the Deputy Head, the Assistant Head, and the School Leader Planner. So you've got all of that information. And what was lovely last year is watching teams of SLT by the same planner. So the assistant head would have one, the deputy head would have one, and the head teacher would have one. And I thought that was a really great idea, because then you all got the same information. So when you go to those meetings together, you've got the same stuff. It all
And
goes back to that
that is
consistency.
so important.
Yeah, absolutely. So Head teacher, school leader, and assistant and deputy all have those information in it, and you can get them in either cover, woodland, contemporary, or floral.
Do you want to explain a little bit about the school leader planner? Because
Yeah,
there is a
that's a good
reason
point.
behind that.
Yeah, there is a good point. So we have a lot of people saying, oh, I'm not a head teacher, I'm not an assistant head, and I'm not a deputy head, but I am in charge of, I am a leader. And obviously we can't print 5,000 different titles for planners. It wouldn't be, it wouldn't be a good idea for A, for the environment, and B, it would be a very costly thing for us and for the customer. So what we've done is we've created a generic school leader planner, which has all the same information as all the other school leader planners, like deputy head, assistant head teacher. It just doesn't have the specific title on the front cover. Some people then like to get a special sticker, which they get from a different shop, which they put on top if they want to, but they don't need to. The school leader planner is a really useful tool for those school leaders who don't fit into a category really, but they still need the stuff.
Yeah, and we used to do a few more planners, didn't we, in the past, like principal, and then, but then we were finding out that actually there was a much more different roles within
Yeah,
schools,
and
like a,
schools are evolving so
yeah.
quickly and it's becoming more exciting. There's different roles coming through, and actually I think we should embrace that. And so that's why we have a school leader planner, because sometimes, you've got a different name to what's a traditional name, and as in terms of your role. So it's important that we look after you too.
Okay, so talk about the Senko plan because that is bespoke, isn't it?
Oh, do you know what? I used to be a Senko. I was an inclusion lead and a Senko, and I loved that job. It was such a special job for me. And so I mean, whilst I was a Senko and acting head, I think I was, or at least deputy head, that I produced the first amalgamation of the note, the famous planner. And so the Senko information has meeting notes, just like all the others, key information about your team and your schedule, policy and key document tracker, a duty timetable, blank timetables, topic plans, seating and group plans, parent and carers consultation meeting notes, teaching and learning trackers, impact of SEN provision, impact of SEN interventions, including impact data, performance management section, a CPD log, reading lists, items to purchase, your assembly planning notes, newsletter updates, notes for governors, curriculum area monitoring notes, pupil information and key assessment points, and notes and content. So an awful lot there for Senkos to get their teeth into, as well as, as all the other planners, they all have a calendar and a diary. So you've got so much there, which is really helpful. Everything in one place.
And one of the other planners is the school business leader planner, isn't it?
Oh, do you know what? That is so popular. We have so many messages about when that's coming out, don't we?
We do.
They and I'm so pleased that we are supportive of them. Everybody plays an important role in school, everyone does. And a school business manager has a huge task. So what we've done is we've created a planner specially for them. Again, it has a calendar and a diary at the front, and then inside they have meeting notes just like everybody else, but they also have finance meetings, a single central record, notes book, staffing updates, health and safety actions, key policy records, items to purchase, performance management, CPD, notes for governors, budget notes. So there's lots of information there for school business managers and loads of pages for them to jot stuff down. And they absolutely love it. I think last year we had a competition running, didn't we? And about 300 school business managers entered the competition to win the planner. It
It
was
was a
just so
very popular.
lovely. It was so lovely to see. So we celebrate that. So if you've got a special school business manager, or you are one, or you know of one, and it makes a lovely present, I think.
And you did consult school business
I
managers
did.
about and
Yes.
getting their feedback on it.
And do you know what? I'm so grateful to them. I've got three or four very special friends who have I've worked with as school business managers over the years, and they all gave me ideas of what they needed in their planner. And so that's what we've done. We've created it specially for them. And then we also have the teacher planner, which is different, isn't it?
It is very different in many ways.
So how we've created the teacher planner is we've created it as if we are wanting a teacher to succeed. So a new teacher, especially an early careers teacher, has a lot to consider. There's an awful lot going on. And so what we try to do is give them the important information at the front of their planner that they're going to need every single day. So for example, right at the front is there's things like, what are the key policies and key documents that you need to know about, and have you read them? Such as the safeguarding policy,
Behaviour policy and
behavior policy, health and safety. Have you read those important documents? So that's one of the first things there. There's also key information about the team that's around them and the hours that they work. Because, when you're new to school, or even if you're just an established teacher, there's a lot of staff coming in and out sometimes, and you've got to remember all their hours, when you can talk to them. So there's a handy place to put all of that information in. Okay. And they also have their duty timetable, they have blank timetables, they have topic plans. I love the parents and carers consultation meeting notes section.
yeah,
Means they
must be
can
very
just
important.
jot stuff down. Again, everything is all in one place, but I've also given them, because it is important, the impact of SEN provision and their interventions. They've also got a section for performance management, and they've got a CPD log, any notes for their newsletters, any notes for governors' meetings that they might have. They've also got curriculum area monitoring notes, and they've got pupil information for key assessment points. So teachers have also got a really fantastic planner, and it's been designed by myself as a I was a teacher for many, many years, and but also by myself as a school leader, thinking if I, I've created the perfect teacher planner that helps them to do the best that they can.
And it's there to help people, isn't it? It's there to
Exactly
support
so.
them and really give them the tools they need
Yeah,
to actually
definitely.
succeed. So all the information is in there. And I don't think there's another teacher planner quite like this one.
No, I don't think there is. I mean, there's similar ones, obviously there are, but this one has got productivity tips in. All the planners have productivity tips in, and they all have well-being tips in. And I think you can't lose sight of that in this day and age. We all have so much to do that we need to be a productive in order to look after our well-being. If you're really focused, then you will look after yourself too. I'm just having a look whilst we're on air at the Woodland lino print planner, and
Oh,
it's
it's lovely.
absolutely beautiful, isn't it? Julia has created a lino print of a woodland theme, so there's acorns and oak trees and fir cones and little, I think they're wild strawberries. Just really beautiful, and she's hand printed it herself, and then she sent us a really beautiful painting of it. So it's a lovely, lovely thing to look at. And then Charlotte's floral printer planner is just absolutely beautiful. It sort of reminds me a little bit of an old-fashioned design, really. It's just got the most beautiful flowers on a navy background, and Charlotte has digitally created that illustration. And the quote in the back of the planner is because we've done a spotlight on the artist. So in Charlotte's planner, it says, "I love to create illustrations which are special."
And she has.
And she has. It's absolutely beautiful.
But my favourite
Yeah,
is the
is the contemporary.
contemporary. I
You
mean,
love the contemporary.
oh, I yeah. It's nice and colourful. It says what it does on the tin, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is the 2023, 2024
Yeah.
planner, and it is very striking. And when you see it, it does really look good, I think. I
Definitely.
might have to buy one myself.
So the contemporary cover is our midnight blue, the headteacher chat blue with white numerals 23, 24 in it, and then the name of the role on the front. I have to say, it's really, really eye-catching, and it's really super to look at. And you just know, don't you? You just know by looking at it, these planners are going to just be fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, I met someone at the conference last year, and she had one of our planners, and I went up to her and went, "Oh, you've got the midnight one." She bought the midnight one, and it was all dog-eared, and it got bookmarks in it and elastic bands on it. And she said, "Do you know what? This has been a lifesaver." And I was just
Yeah.
so moved to see that actually it does make a difference. It made a difference to me. So I'm really hoping it makes a difference to you guys. So tonight we have a special offer, don't we, for
We do.
our wonderful listeners tonight. So Jonathan, do you want to tell them how to get a really fabulous discount for tonight's show?
Oh, okay. So it's Valentine's Day, so we thought we share a bit of love.
Yeah.
And actually the code for the next month you can get this is Valentine's
Yeah.
with a capital V,
Yeah.
and you get a 10% code that you can
10%.
access into the shop.
But I can do even better than that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, what? How?
Because apparently, if you sign up to our newsletter,
Ah, yeah.
when you
I
get
wasn't
to
going to say that.
the website, yeah, you can get £5 off. So
Ah,
when you
okay.
get to the website, you should have a little pop-up come up.
Yeah.
So if you see that, you get £5 off your, or you alternatively, you can put in the code Valentine's with a capital V and you will get 10% off. So we'll let you decide what's best for you. But we hope you love the planners. They are all open for pre-order now. We are, once we have the orders collated, we will then go to print and they will be delivered to you in around late April, early
Late
May.
April would
Yeah.
be the time to do it.
Yeah, so we print all of the planners in the UK. So again, you know, we're supporting fairly local printers too. So, which is really important to us.
And that actually is important that we do
On
keep the
lots,
planners in
yeah,
UK.
lots of levels because we like to quality check them. You know, an awful lot of thought and consideration goes into the planners. And once they're printed, we go through every single one ourselves, don't we, John?
We do.
Our house, you would laugh. If you saw our house, you would laugh your heads off. It's the, we are surrounded by planners, but we go through every single one because there's a lot of love in those planners and we make sure they're all printed correctly and that they're a nice quality before they're sent to you. So it's really important that we use local printers of a high quality that we know and that we trust and we love.
And where can people get the planners?
Well, that's a very good question. See,
Well, you never know.
it's an
They
important
might
one.
not. They might not know where to get it.
So you head over to the website, headteachers.org, and it says find a planner, and then you can have a look there. You'll see the three designs, and all you do is I choose your design and the role that you would like on the front cover. We hope you love them, and we hope it gives you as much joy as it gives to us, and that it helps you. If you do have some feedback for us, please let us know because it's really important to us. We do love to hear, you know, how well you're getting on with them. You know, it matters and we do listen. So please let us know.
Okay, I'm
So,
going to finish with a quote. I'm not
yeah.
quite sure why I chose this quote today, but there you go. Good checklists are precise. They are efficient, to the point, and easy to use, even in the most difficult situation. They do not try to spell everything out. A checklist cannot fly a plane.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Yeah, I
Well,
know.
yeah.
But we do like a checklist. Instead, they provide reminders of only the most important, critical, important step, the ones that even a highly skilled professional using them could miss. Good checklists are, above all, practical. And that's Atul Gawande from the Checklist Manifesto. I like a checklist. I do
Yeah.
go through, I've been going through my checklist today to getting everything ready
You
for
have?
today.
Yeah, you
And
have.
so, and it's one of the principles behind the head teacher chat planners is actually creating your checklist, making sure you're focused on what you can do
Yeah,
and all the
focusing on
important
your
things.
priorities so you can look after your well-being.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. You know, we do the things so that we can then enjoy ourselves. And the planner does have quite a few checklists, you know, tick box opportunities in there. I love a tick box.
You
But
do.
yeah. But thank you. So thanks everybody for listening. And oh, should we have a question? How much difference is there between assistant head and deputy head? None at all. It's just the cover, the title on the front cover. So because
This is Polly.
actually, hi Polly, because actually, you know, whatever role you are, once you're a school leader, you're a school leader, and actually you need everything. So we've provided you with everything that you need. So hope that helps. Any other questions come through? I don't think so. If you've got any questions at any point and you want to ask us a question, there is a little chat box that comes up on the website. You can always fill that in, or you can DM us on Twitter. It doesn't matter. But I hope that helps.
Yeah. I hope it does. I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, that is Head Teacher Chat Spaces talking about our new planners. And Lucy's still very excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, I am. I'm so excited. Yeah.
So if you have any questions, do let us know and have a very good rest of your Valentine night.
Yeah, happy Valentine's, everybody. Thanks for listening.